boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, stand yeah. up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. Question of the day: what was some of the biggest stories of 2025? Locally, nationally? That's the question of the day. I'll say this. This has been an interesting year, especially right here in the city of Milwaukee. So many things happened this year. I want to know, what do you feel was the wow moment this year? Like the, oh my goodness. Somebody look at this. Which one? Which story? We got BC on the lines. How you doing, Black Conscious?
Not as yourself and help us wealth. Great day to be alive, my brother.
Hey, we got the Bears, Packers, Bears. Sunday.
I'm not going to speak until after Monday.
Okay, I got
you. But you will hear me. You don't want to jinx it. Yeah. You will hear me. I'm not going to put any casting out here of what I know. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Mm-hmm. But for sure, they will play on Sunday. So we're just going to be cordial.
I like the way you're trying to play that.
I don't care what you like. We just going to be cordial like that. You're always my brother, and I'll walk with you. But if it goes my way, now this is going to be a summer.
I thought you was going to calm it down. So here you go.
No. Well, the reason why I'm coming down, because it's going to be a somber Sunday for me, because that is my mom's birthday. May she rest in peace.
Oh, that's what's up.
But my dad actually died on her birthday, so I'm going to be filled with a lot of emotions. So, the Bears, because that was his team. And right now, he's probably smiling, really, that they got this. They are in first place, but I want the deciding factor of the season is going to be against this team right here.
Mm-hmm.
So enough with that being said. One thing you did mention, you failed to mention on there. Also, Milwaukeeans, be very conscious and aware of your surrounding. The reason why I say that is you're going into these stores late in the evening buying packages. People will follow you home. My daughter was a victim of that. They stole her car, knew she didn't take. She went shopping late, last minute late. She drove home, went in the house for a few seconds, came out, and the whole car was gone with all the presents in it.
Oh, wow.
So, So, a valuable lesson learned. Get your stuff early, but be aware of your surroundings.
I agree.
Be mindful of that.
Keep your head on
now,
the swivel.
Now, the third thing. Yes, sir. Another thing is, what in the Lucifer Church are we having here? But more question is, are those individuals still going to follow the teaching of that church and that pastor?
Mm.
Knowing what the word says about that. Now, true, we don't have any control of what people do,
right.
But if you're a true believer in the word, that is abomination. So are his congregation still going to follow along with his preaching, his teaching?
Hey, that's why I say
I don't want to be mindful.
Look, if you ain't harming innocent life, that's between you and God. But if you in a church and you dealing with the religious aspects of your beliefs, that's between you and your religious aspects of your belief. You got to make a decision. You got to make, that's why I say I'm just out here to help. We got Brian on the lines. Brian, how you doing, Brian?
Oh, pretty good. I just want to mention the fact that nobody said anything about Junior Bridgman dying when he was about to give away some money.
What?
This year. Yeah, Junior Bridgman used to play with the Bucks.
The one that had all the Wendy's and all the restaurants.
Yes. I don't know why. They gave it like a lukewarm story, but that's a major thing. This man was almost a billionaire. Did a lot of beneficial things. Put a lot of people to work. And he don't get nothing? I mean,
Junior Bridgman,
come on now.
Right.
Junior Bridgman.
The entrepreneur.
Yeah.
He how did you know he was about to give out some money before he died?
Yeah, he was at a podium like Malcolm X. You know what I mean? That's the crazy thing about it.
He was talking about doing something, and then it never manifested.
And all of a sudden, he died.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He all of a sudden died on stage, on the podium.
What?
That is the craziest thing ever. Yeah. It was live.
Wow.
Whatever he was at, it was live. Mm. It was live. I mean, that's a shame for whoever to be responsible for that. Because you know how I think. So,
hey, like I said, you know, I didn't know. I got to go look at that. I'm gonna go check that out. Thank you for tapping in, Brian. I'm gonna go check that out. I did not know that. Eddie, how you doing, brother Eddie? Do we have Eddie on the lines? Okay. Eddie. How you doing, Eddie? All right. We don't have Eddie. Okay.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Brother Eddie.
There we go. Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I thought you had cut off or you fell off the ladder or something happened.
I'm listening. Okay. I've heard. I just want to quick before I forget. I want to say how brave Black Consciousness is for on air admitting that he's a Bears fan. That is brave, and it takes a lot of guts to admit that life, it's a lifestyle choice. If you're a Bear fan, it's a lifestyle choice because those poor people, I have been around Bear fans my whole life because I grew up, I was in high school in the Kenosha area, okay, just for high school. And Kenosha is, believe it or not, when I grew up there, everybody's a Cubs fan, everybody's a Bears fan, everybody's a Bulls fan. Because, you know, it's an hour from Milwaukee, hour from Chicago.
But they could have migrated.
Being a Bears fan is like akin to sadomasochism. You want to punish yourself. You know, there are people, they hire women to whip them with a whip. They give them $500 an hour to whip them. And these guys
talking
are
talking about whips and all of this extra stuff. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
Talking about whipping a black man on a black radio station. That's
I didn't say
that's
that.
Diabolical.
You said that. I did
that's
not
diabolical.
Say that.
Eddie.
I never said the word slave
here
either.
We go.
Never said slave.
Here we
never
go.
Said it.
Eddie, here we go.
Okay, so I got something to say, Tori. I got something to say. Minister whose behavior goes beyond the Bible, by the way. I mean, I love these guys. They pick and choose parts of the church. They support homosexuality. We're an open church, a unity church, gays, trans, whatever it may be. But those teachings aren't biblical at all. They're contrary to biblical beliefs. That's number one. Number two is the ideology of people in the transgender movement is that if you identify as a woman, that's it. You are a woman. So why would he have to have the surgery? As a matter of fact, these surgeries don't tend to work for a lot of people. The mechanics don't work. You know, when they reorganize your organs they reassign them to what they think are or will be the appropriate sex, they don't mechanically work. You know, it's they're as functional as a mannequin. You know, it just doesn't work. So why would he have to have the surgery? Because he's virtue signaling, and that's a big part of the movement. They said from 2003, Tori, 63% less people identify as transgender. Mm-hmm. In 1 or 2 years, 63% less.
Well, you get
that's
those statistics.
Well, that's what it is.
That's a...
I
national
know.
Statistic, or you just made that up?
No. I think I saw it on Fox News. And so, you know, if it's on Fox, it's real.
There we go.
So, but, I mean, think about this, Tori. 63% less people are now identifying as transgender, Tori. It says to me that it's nothing more than a fad. It's in vogue. Tori, is what it is. Tori, on that note, I'm going to go. It's freezing outside. I got to get inside. I got some groceries. I don't want them to explode. Tori, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Eddie. Here we go. Okay, well, let's get Al before we run the break. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing wonderful. My question for Eddie is why is the biggest buyers of transgender is white men? And if everything is abomination, why is these white men, which is the leader in pedophilia, scat, bestiality, and a little pug in Great Dane is walking around in a pamper because it will never be right after that California night? How about that? So if we're going to talk it, let's talk, because last time I checked, I don't understand why any man laying on his back letting a farting mule put that whole third leg up in him. So
oh,
if you're going to come with the facts, come with the facts. And when you look at the data, the biggest buyer and the biggest leader and the biggest rapist, the biggest pedophiles, and the biggest ones who's paying the transgenders is the white man.
Mm.
So I'm going to let that go, Divine. Shoot your shot. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Like, it's time to run the break. The call on the line. We're gonna get you on. Oh, we got 45 seconds. Can we get the caller? Caller, how you doing?
What's up, man? History was just made because with the bear thing, I do finally found one thing I agree with Brother Eddie on. The rest of his nonsense is nonsense. Because if you read the King James Version of the Bible, and you know the European version, as opposed to where Jesus was from, which was not Europe, men didn't wear kilts, and you know, which are dresses, which make you a cross-dresser. So whatever you want to talk about, we could really get long into that. But I just want to correct some information that just came on the line about Junior Bridgman. The Bucks actually had a ceremony for that best six man of the 80s who was a part of their teams who should have been championship teams before one of their games right after he passed away. His number hangs in the rafters as one of their Hall of Fame players, and he was always celebrated by the Milwaukee Bucks. So his donations to the community have gone for decades. So him about to give away money is incorrect information, and that he was not celebrated. I want Brian to do more research because he's a smart brother, but he should provide Truth Nation with correct information.
Right.
And you know, I'm always
going to have to go look that up. Yeah,
look it up. You can say into your phone, did the Bucks have a memorial service for Junior Bridgman? And yes, they did have a full video of his great highlights, along with Sidney Moncrief and Marcus Johnson, who should be in the Hall of Fame.
He was a legend.
Maybe that's a great topic for you and Tony Smith about Marcus not being in the Hall of Fame,
because
it's the basketball Hall of Fame. And he was one of the greatest who ever played. He was just as good as Dr. J and Larry Bird. So I want Brian to be better. 2026 is coming, and I'm always keeping encouraging, you know. And happy Sagittarius season. I'm a Sagittarius. And
all right.
All the Sagittarius season. With Truth Nation, happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate you for tapping in. Before we run the break, now's your chance to be our one call. That's all. Gruber Law Office 5K entry winner for today. That's right. Be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Office. Be caller number, since we're going into 2026, be caller number 26 right now at 833-212-1017, and you'll be entered in to win our $5,000 giveaway right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, courtesy of Gruber Law Office. Again, be caller number 26 at 833-212-1017. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 101.7. The Truth.
One call, that's all.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I want to get to this story. I saw this story yesterday. We couldn't get to it. Milwaukee Public Schools launched pilot program to transport unhoused students. This is a pilot program. A lot of students may not have a home or maybe going through some difficulty. And this is a pilot program. MPS will try to get some transportation ideas going for unhoused students. If you're watching as we broadcast live, we got some video. Let's listen.
These are just some of the minivans here on MPS's headquarters. That's going to be another option to make sure that kids can get to school in a good, safe way. The goal is to bridge transportation gaps for families experiencing housing instability. So the district currently serves roughly 5,000 students who will depend on the service to provide safe travel to and from schools. So to paint perspective, 5,000, that's about the same size as Oconomowoc, Bukwinago, and Franklin school districts. So to help that, MPS will work with Everdriven. That's the company providing those vans. Drivers will provide safe rides, allowing students to focus mainly on learning, which is what the district hopes to accomplish.
I think it's exciting for us to be able to provide kind of a little bit of an alternative approach. For us, it's hard to procure services. A lot of times they're really, really far away. And this gives us a little bit of diversification to make sure that we can get these students to and from school in a timely manner.
So the new vans are part of MPS's Alternative Vehicle Transport Program, which, of course, helps students get to their destinations for a variety of purposes.
All right. Well, the unhoused students, is that foster care or homeless students? So, okay, so where are they picking them up from? Shelters? Okay, they picking up unhoused students from shelters, families that may be living in domestic shelters, you know, things like that, I guess, and other ideas that are not where they have an actual home or something like that. So I keep an eye on that. I mean, I think that's a great idea. They got a lot of money. They got a lot of extra money from the people. I guess they're going to put it into trying to do this pilot program. I'm not against that. I mean, put the money to work. See what can happen. If it's an issue, I'll tell you, evictions are huge. Domestic violence is up. It could be many reasons why the youth are unhoused. So I'm not going to push back against that. I think that maybe, you know, let's see what it do. Let's see if it actually works, if the people work the program right for the need. I'll keep y'all up to date on that. Also, road rage. Y'all saw this. A road rage shooting victim warns Milwaukee drivers after being shot for honking the horn. She's trying to tell her story. If you're watching this as we broadcast live, we got the story right here on the Tory Lowe Show. Let's listen.
What do you hope people learn from your situation?
Don't blow their horns at people if they blow their horns back. And if someone want to pass you in traffic, just, you know, if your life is not in danger or whatever, just let them pass. Just let them go.
Katrina reached out to TMJ4 to share her warning to Milwaukee drivers and why the impact victims face goes beyond the physical injuries. Lighthouse reporter Ben Jordan reports.
From here to there. And this is actually where the bullet had entered my arm right here.
Doctors told this single mother of four, mere inches were the difference between life and death.
I thought I was going to lose my life.
An x-ray shows the rod in Katrina Mills' arm. And if you look closely, bullet fragments still lodged inside her body. This photo shows where it entered on her driver's side window in the middle of the afternoon on September 11th.
Ordinary day, driving home from work. It was a detour. I took the detour and my life changed forever.
Katrina says it all started at 60th Street and Silver Spring when a driver tried to illegally pass her on the right and she honked her horn.
I just had a feeling that I had to get away because once I noticed they was following my car, I knew there was nothing good that was going to come from it.
Katrina says the driver tailgated her car for 2 miles until they caught a red light at Fond du Lac Avenue. That's when Katrina tells me the passenger pulled out a gun and fired 2 shots at her from just feet away.
Oh, wow. Do you regret honking your horn?
Yes, I do regret honking my horn because maybe they was having a bad day, not saying that I feel any sympathy or anything like that, but Maybe if I hadn't blew my horn, they would have just kept driving by.
Katrina's struggles go beyond scars and broken bones. Since she can only lift 2 pounds with her left arm, Katrina says she hasn't been able to work, and now she's falling behind on her bills.
Everything just came down crumbling at one time for me.
The Milwaukee Police Department says we are seeking a known suspect, and charges were referred for a warrant. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office tells me this case is pending for further investigation at this time.
What would you say to this person who shot you?
You know, you can't get away with shooting people over blowing horns. Like, that's ridiculous. I could have lost my life. My kids could have been without a mom, and it could have turned out really bad.
Wow. Now, this is a black woman with children in a road type of situation, blows her horn due to something going on the road and ended up getting shot. Ended up getting shot for blowing her horn at somebody on the road. And this is why I tell people, it's just best to walk away. Like, it ain't even no need to engage with anything. Just, unless it's on top of you, self-defense, where you got to do something, leave it alone. I've been saying that all year. Say God bless you. I've been coming on the air telling people it's not like that no more. People are out here and something as small as honking your horn could almost end up costing you your life. And thank God that she told her story. Because this is a single mother with children. The person who shot at her saw that it was a woman, A, and she wasn't a threat, B, and C, they were out there to do no good due to whatever circumstances in their life, low vibration that they was having going on in their life. They wanted to see somebody else hurt. And it's people out here that you got to just leave it alone. Because they want to inflict pain and hurt on someone because they're hurting and they have pain and they want to inflict their misfortune on others. Understand what I'm saying? And we cannot overlook that. And many times we are just out here moving, you know, about our day with everything that took place with people being evicted, with people losing everything they got, people living in houses with lead paint. The person who shot it probably chewed on some lead paint. I'm not saying it happened. But what I'm saying is, this is the time to really just call a timeout on conflict. Anybody that's starting conflict right now is a safety risk. It's a possible safety risk. It's a high safety risk on this. And I've been telling y'all this the whole year. I've been coming on the air. God bless you. Like, have a blessed day. Do not engage. Especially going into 2026. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tune into The Truth this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for another episode of Ford Together for Kids, presented by City Ford Collective, hosted by Kyle Wallace, Colestin Morgan Jr., Executive Director of City Ford Collective. They will be joined by Dr. Kadeem Ruiz of Rocket Ship Schools and Patrick Landry of Notre Dame Schools of Milwaukee, where they will provide firsthand insight into what's working in their schools and how they're improving student outcomes. Again, that's Ford Together for Kids this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Joining me as we broadcast live, we got advocate author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Well, I want to hear what was your biggest stories of the year.
Biggest stories of the year, as you know, me personally, you talking about?
No, just any story that caught your eye
that local, blew me out national, the water.
No, just any story, the biggest story, just a big story.
Of the year, the elderly losing, you know, housing. NPS, of course, and us being taxed, the taxpayers in the city of Milwaukee being taxed to the max, and our civic engagement being taken by David Crowley and Cavalier, what you talk about, Willis Johnson. That was real huge for me. Again, the lack that has taken place in our community, in Milwaukee locally, it's been so many stories and it's still nonstop when we're talking about, you know, the lack of housing, the closings that our community is continuing to see, whether it's a shortage on, you know, the police officers, even though we haven't received any money, a shortage on the NPS schools that's closing down. We haven't received any money. The closing of the parks that we're paying more money for, but they're closing down. The bus routes, how it's shortened, but we're still paying more money. And then all of these cuts for the people, but all of the people in so-called leadership got raises. So, I mean, that's the gist of it,
right?
For me, how we paying more and getting less.
Also, when we talk about big stories, we can't forget the whole SDC. Is that what happened with SDC? I think this SDC was a powerhouse nonprofit in the community, and all the programs, all the major programs from SDC, I guess at the beginning of the year, I guess coming into the year, SDC went out, almost out of business, and then a lot of the programs went to UMOS.
Absolutely. And
from the north again, side to the south side.
That part. And it's continuing to happen. There is no relief for the people. It seemed like the more they take, the less they do, the less we have to show for it. I sent you a story last night via Facebook Messenger about the Section 8 tenants in Milwaukee that's facing evictions for the ongoing payments.
Yeah, we played that. We played that story already. Yeah. That's not, sad because that's an ongoing paid situation with Hackam. And, we, you know, this year the elders and the disabled and the people that depend on those programs, many of them face an eviction.
That part. Due to nothing that they done. Okay, so, I mean, when you think about this whole year in totality, the people have took an L. We took an L as far as getting results. But we're the go-to, because I mean, when we think about, even when they say federally funded, whose funds is that? Those taxpayers' dollars. So I mean, at the end of the day, when we're talking about, the taxpayers are the only people who are suffering, continuing to suffer, and don't have anything to show for it.
We see that year after year. People ask, I think it's kind of like the same questions we're asking. And I believe that the biggest question we have to ask now is what we're going to do about it.
Come on.
I think that if we're not asking that question, then we're asking the wrong question, right?
That part. Absolutely. Because, I mean, at this point, one thing for sure and two for certain, we know what they're going to do, which is get ourselves raises and not do no work. The bottom line is now, what are we going to do? Because we can't say we didn't give them. We gave them several chances. And we seem to fail every time we put the power in somebody else's hands, we get smacked. We don't have nothing to show for it at this point. Not even the hope or the faith that the people that we didn't allow to be voted in is going to do something outside of self-serving themselves. Mm-hmm. So at this point, now we have to make sure that we need to do what it is that we wanted them to do, and we got to move them around. It's time to remove them and replace them with some people again. Is the next group of people going to be guaranteed? No. But what's guaranteed is we know if they don't do what they said they're going to do, we're going to move them around too.
Hey, look, that ain't even a conversation. That's an action. You know what I mean?
And absolutely.
I think that many times when people say, okay, if you don't do this and you don't do that, then they do it again. And then they say, well, the next time, if you don't do this, and if you don't get the potholes up, and then they don't do it. And they're like, hey, we get caught in this whirlwind of pointing the finger, but we never look at ourselves and say, okay, a lot of this is going on because we have allowed too much room for them to play.
In our face. You damn right. We have allowed them to continuously play, but I think, you know, it's a new time. It's a new day. The suffering is above and beyond what we've ever seen. Like I said, you know, we're talking about the elders. You can tell a lot about a village that can't take care of the children and the elderly. Okay. Right now, we on a down slope. We in the red everywhere across the board. Man, woman, and child. No matter how that look. Again, our paychecks haven't got any bigger. But the people that we look to for answers who are resultless, all of them received raises this year. They made sure that everybody got a raise.
Here. More money. Come on. More money. More money.
More money. Hey. More money. Oh, wow. Absolutely.
That was
everybody got
shit.
Paid.
Everybody got paid.
Absolutely.
Everybody got paid.
Crime pays. Okay? We got mad criminals. NPS on a fraudulent. They had us sign up with fraudulent paperwork, which should have been none and void, and we should have received our money back.
I wonder, did they ever fill out the paperwork for the state?
Hey, good question. I mean, if it's anything like the last time, probably not. However, like I said, the taxpayers haven't got a kickback. We seem to be being taxed more, not getting more. Because, I mean, to be honest, ask yourself with what it is that we've been through in 2025, how much money we done threw at all of these problems, because everybody said what they needed. And then when the people said, well, we need it, we're talking about it. You're bringing them on the show every day on how our community is suffering. Nobody is receiving relief, but all of these misleadership of Milwaukee is getting paid. They checks cash every week or every 2 weeks or every month. Whenever they getting paid, they have no shortage. Again, we getting taxed to the max. Having to pay for parking, extended hours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they getting us every
which
way.
Next year, you got a ticket with your name on it. Yeah. Next year, they got 500-some thousand tickets with your name on it.
Absolutely. Not only that, your title and registration.
Got to get them tickets out there. Yeah. Got to make them tickets happen.
Absolutely. The title and registration, again, like I said, we have no relief. Our paycheck's not getting bigger. Our jobs don't give us a raise when we fail. Okay? But we have to ask ourselves, why the hell are we allowing these individuals who are supposed to serve our community to get a raise and they failing us every day?
Well, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on today's show, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay
Let's
locked
do
in.
It.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. It's a supermoon. What's going on with the supermoon, Elizabeth Brown?
You know, it's like a purge. The Gemini supermoon, if you know anything about, you know, astrology, when we talk about Geminis, they say it's two-faced. It's about the duality. But the main idea for this supermoon is for you to avoid any type of conflict, for you to purge any hardships or negative energy that you hold in consciously, subconsciously, or unconsciously. Release all negative thoughts. Again, what we've really been talking about all year round, except for, you know, right now you want to try to avoid anything and everything and anybody and everybody that's on something negative. You know, right now it's a pivotal time for you to make sure your energy is going where you want your energy to flow. So staying positive, making sure that the things that you want or the greatest version of yourself that you pushing forward, that you doing everything you need to do, because your mind, body, and spirit have to be light to receive light. So with that being said, a purge is happening. Stay out the way. Vibrate high. And if you run into, because it's going to be a lot of low vibrational energy out here, you know, and it's trying to just have you caught up, stuck, because right now it's a lot of cycle breaking, generational cycles that's being broke. And if you're paying attention, now is pivotal for you to make sure that regardless to what, no matter who trying to get you upset, distracted, to keep you stuck, hey, say God bless and release them with love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't get caught up in the low vibration. And this is why
you can't.
I try to protect my energy because I deal with a lot of situations that come to me on a day-to-day basis. So it's more important for me now than ever, I feel, to just make sure that I continue to stay focused on what's ahead, because I'll tell you this, coming down the pipe, and when you you sent me a message about the moon and the energy that is happening every day, you know, it's the low vibration is trying to pull you back, especially for those that are trying to move ahead in power and strength. And so the message is to keep your head on a swivel and keep it moving.
Definitely keep it moving. But not only that, you know, a lot of us is fighting our own demons as well. You know, I was just telling my daughter, like, in this time is pivotal, because in duality, you have to make sure that there is balance, even within yourself. Like I said, do a purge for yourself about the negative thoughts, any hard feelings that you holding against somebody.
Right.
Release that with love. Release, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it ain't stopping them from living, it's stopping you, you know? So what you don't want to do is allow old grudges, things of the past, because you, if you drag anything from your past into your future, you don't have a future. Like,
you have to
repeat.
And
the goal, absolutely. And if you've been living, like I said, for me, 49 years, and again, you're just not going to wake up and change everything overnight, but I try to find it, a reason every day to wake up and be grateful for what I have. And when those negative thoughts come up, I auto check right away about what I'm grateful for, you know, because there's a lot of things that I don't have, but it's a lot of things that I do. And so I want to focus, since I want to multiply the things that I have, I'm going to focus on the things that I have, and show gratitude and show the people around me who never left, how much love and how much love I have for them, and how much I appreciate them versus the people that I felt left or that I lost, which was never a loss. It was a lesson, because nothing happens just because. Everything happens for a reason, and you are where you are, and we are where we are because this is where we're supposed to be. So with that being said, I'll just say, you know, find yourself being grateful. And the more you're grateful, the more things will come to you that you'll be grateful for. So it's attracting what it is you say you want. So it begins with your thoughts. So it's time to purge that And then, like I said, you're going to be surrounded by a lot of things that's going to try to keep you stagnant. Don't let it happen. You know, we evolving in 2026. It's up and it's stuck.
Right. And this year went by super fast. I mean, my look God. Up to know that next year is going to be a completely new year. And it's Absolutely. Like, okay, we got 1 month left. Hey, look, I'll tell you this. This year was an amazing year for those that were out here on the front lines tapping into the positive energy. And also for those that were you know, operating on a kind of a low frequency, it was kind of a bad year because it got worse Absolutely. In that frequency.
I mean, the chicken definitely going to come home to roost. What you put out here is definitely coming back on you. And a lot of people that you see, you know, feeling like they losing their mind, everything ain't going right. 9 times out of 10, they were dealing exactly what they being served right now, you know, because it really don't matter where you at on this scale or that we call life. Everybody going to have ups. Everybody going to have downs. The question is, when you up, are you going to do to people who down the same way people did you when you was down? Or are you going to be that person to look down to help somebody up versus looking down on them and talking bad about them? You know what I'm saying? It's about uplifting. So,
Hey, look, I'll tell you this. It's a powerful time for the brothers and sisters on the front lines. And I think Absolutely. That we have to continue to switch it. We got to put those brothers and sisters on the front lines at the forefront and take the Absolutely. Ignorance and put it in the trash and start Absolutely. Moving the village forward. And I think Not Really a City Girl was in the chat. She said, can the village be fixed? And I said, it always takes everybody doing a little. It always takes a group of people to set the standard. You're only going to go as far as the person you allow in the front. So when you when you understand that concept, you don't allow foolishness to lead.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, Only a City Girl, yes. I think everybody, anything can be fixed. You know, again, a lot of times we're going through the steps of, again, on the Tori Lowe Show, speaking the unspoken. Because a lot of times that we don't speak about will be repeated. We've outed a lot of stuff and we've been about that action. So I believe that it can be fixed. Do I believe that everybody going? No, everybody is not going to go. You know, a lot of people got to stay where they at. But what I'm saying for those of us who are ready, who are sick of choosing to lose, we have to understand that in the opposition of losing, you got to learn how to win. And in the beginning, you know, I made an AI video that said, rise regardless. In fear, you still need to move forward. Scared, move forward. Worried, move forward. Terrified, move forward. Because the reality of it is, your fear, the terror that you have in your mind, somebody else programmed you with that. Move forward anyway, by any means necessary. And the rest is going to take care of itself.
I agree. Keep your eyes on the prize. Stay focused. And many times, if they can just get you distracted, if life can just get you distracted just a little bit, get to Absolutely. Take you off balance, you know, you already walking on a tightrope. I used to watch the circus where the guy had to walk across on the tightrope, and he had to focus and stay balanced, you know. Hey,
Absolutely.
You got to stay focused.
Hey, don't get caught. Absolutely. Salute, King. It's up. 2026 is going to be absolutely amazing, and I'm here for it. One love.
Look, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, and we got a lot of work to do, Queen.
Hey, let's get it, King. One love.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Salute to everybody joining the show. Salute to everybody that's in the chat. Hey, look, another powerful chat. Hey, look, I advise y'all to join the chat. Hit the like and subscribe button. Let everybody know that the chat is a whole nother show. If you in the chat, you already know what time it is. Salute to everybody out there in radio land. I appreciate you for tuning in to the show today, and I appreciate every caller that called in. Once again, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the street. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris of Mix. Go and put your hands up. In times it's hard, you stand up.